I'm going to be reading from the address of St. Andrew of Crete. He was a 8th century bishop, homilist, and a hymnographer. And he writes this as a meditation for Palm Sunday. Come, come, let us go up together to the Mount of Olives. Together let us meet Christ, who is returning today from Bethany, and going of his own accord to that holy and blessed passion to complete the mystery of our salvation. And so he comes willingly to take the road to Jerusalem, he who came down from the heights for us, to raise us who lie in the depths to exaltation with him, as the revealing words say, above all authority and rule and power, and above every name that is named. He comes without display, without boast. He will not contend, he says, or shout out, and no one will hear his voice. He is gentle and lowly, and his entrance is humble. Come then, let us run with him as he presses on to his passion. Let us imitate those who have gone out to meet him, not scattering olive branches or garments or palms in his path, but spreading ourselves before him as best as we can, with humility of soul and upright purpose, so we may welcome the word as he comes. So may God, who cannot be contained with any bounds, be contained within us. For he is pleased to have shown us his gentleness. He who is gentle, and he who rides upon the setting sun, which refers to our extreme lowliness. He is pleased to come and to live with us, and to raise us up or bring us back to him through his kinship with us. As the first fruits of the whole batch of men, he is said to ride upon the heaven of heavens to the rising of the sun, which I interpret as his own glory and divinity. But because of his love for man, he will not cease until he has raised man's nature from the ground, from one degree of glory to another, and has manifested it with himself on high. So it is ourselves that we must spread under Christ's feet, not coats or lifeless branches of shoots of trees, matter which wastes away and delights the eye only for a few brief hours. But we have clothed ourselves with Christ's grace, or with the whole Christ, for as many as you have were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So let us spread ourselves like coats under his feet, as those who were formerly scarlet from sin, but became white as wool through the purification of saving baptism. Let us offer not palm branches, but the prize of victory to the conqueror of death. Today let us too give voice with the children to that sacred Christ, as we wave the spiritual branches of our soul. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord King of Israel. Try to picture what that first Palm Sunday might have been like. Sort of a quiet day, like it's quiet outside right now. And then you hear a scurry of talking. Ooh, talking to, who is this? Well, he's riding on this, not riding on a horse, but he's, they're saying, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And the sound gets louder and louder. And they see it, and they start throwing clothes on the ground, palm tree, palm branches. And they see him coming. And they shout again, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Lord Almighty. What happened in those 5 days on Good Friday? What may happen to some of us if we leave this church, the celebration of Palm Sunday, the first reading of his passion? Do we go out and stand in that crowd on Good Friday and go along with the crowd? Or do we stand up individually and maybe a small group and say, no, give us Barabbas. We want our Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that you all are here, I think I know what your answer is. I know what your answer is. It's my answer too. And in these days, it's hard to do that with all that's going around. The world waxes worse and worse all the time. So as we stand up, we'll be ridiculed. As our Lord said, they hateth me, they will certainly hate you. But we stand up nonetheless. And let me read, as I close, a short. I'm going to read that hymn that we just sang.
And can we just think about those words? May this week turn back to this hymn. Go to dark Gethsemane, ye that feel the tempter's power. Your Redeemer's conflict see, watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not from his griefs away, learn of Jesus Christ at prayer. Follow to the judgment hall, view the Lord of life arraigned. Oh, the wormwood and the gall, oh, the pangs his soul sustain. Shun not suffering, shame, or loss, learn of him to bear the cross. Calvary's mournful mountain climb, there adoring at his feet, mark the miracle of time, God's own sacrifice complete. It is finished, hear him cry, learn of Jesus Christ to die. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.